Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
That's what I'm gonna be doing every single night.
Which is why.
No!
I have to steal it.
What are you talking about, Willis?
This is Primetime with Isaac and Suk.
It's gonna work. It's passable, okay? This isn't terrible.
The best in local, regional, and national sports.
With no hidden agenda.
Primetime with Isaac and Suk on 1080 The Fan.
All right, we are back. We press on, even with crappy ass new phones. Rop and Suk.
This is why we don't take calls.
Sod it.
That's exactly right. Yeah, want to hear from you. We want to talk to you, but damn it, we can't. We don't have the technology.
Yes. Given the choice, we'd let all of you have as much say about this program as
yes.
you'd like.
What we really want to do with our show every day is have you call in and ask us random sports questions and then us sit and think about them on the air.
1959, no, 84.
There have been a variety of proposals.
So we are cruising right along here now. We've got in the news coming up. Folks, that's at 4:30.
Which, I'm telling you, I'm hearing a lot of buzz on the street that people are really, really picking up in the news. You know, it started off, we didn't know what to think of it, but it's become a permanent staple. And I'm here to tell you, it's been renewed for 2019. It has signed a new one-year deal.
Yeah, the boss signed off.
Yeah, there's an extension.
Snow... Definitely, maybe a concrete possibility.
Yeah, for one.
Definitely, maybe.
To possibly two, to certainly not more than two, unless it's 3 days next week.
And they are finding a way to disperse menacing drug-using homeless with dog whistles now, which I find interesting. And
really?
We will talk about that on in the news. But first, I've got more fun with Bad Sports Radio Guy.
Sign me up.
For you guys. Because I just love this so much. I found a Twitter feed that I'm really addicted to. It's the handle is back after this, AFTA.
Okay, I see.
Because, you know, after.
Yeah, I see what they did there.
It's called Funhouse, and it follows the ridiculousness of Mike Francesa's show.
Yeah.
He is of Mike and the Mad Dog out in New York, right?
Yeah.
Sports radio guys.
Well, really the...
The Ridge,
yeah,
the OGs.
The Ridge. He's the OG. He's the original.
So he's still on the air. He is the most revered, dull, and uninteresting sports radio host in the land. Yet he has a 30 for 30 on him and is worth tens of millions. He has opinions such as, like, some of the things they've been... I'm not going to play all this audio for you, but one of the things that they posted was that Tom Brady... And it, basically, this Funhouse, it just follows the stupid things he says on his show and then just posts them for us. Because none of us listen to his show, right?
That's fantastic.
So it's like the Cliff Notes version. The first thing that he said recently is that, well, he hates the Patriots. You know, he's from New York, so he does the whole hate the Patriots bit. Tom Brady is not the best quarterback ever because he has lost Super Bowls.
Oh, so he's been to 9.
No, but he's lost.
But he's lost. So if you
Montana never lost.
I'm always fascinated by that argument because we've had this debate before when people always like to throw that one out there. So Joe Montana only got to 4, which means he lost in NFC title games. He lost in wild card games. He lost before that. And somehow losing before you get to the Super Bowl in Mike Francesa's mind is better than getting to the Super Bowl and losing.
Well, he's just got this whole bit where I think it just endears him to his listeners that he hates Boston and the Patriots.
Yeah,
so
that,
you know, it's like, and they love that.
I get it.
And that's what Tom Brady, like somebody texted in and said, because we were talking about, oh, the humanity, Tom Brady. Everyone hates the Patriots and this whole underdog thing. This guy texted in on the Better You Today text line and said, check out Ricky Fowler's Instagram. He wore a Tom Brady jersey today, and Tom commented on how brave he was because no one liked it. No, probably no one liked, oh, you're so brave to wear my jersey because everyone hates us.
Somehow Tom Brady has managed to cultivate that no one respects me, no one believes in me.
And that's only been, I feel like it's only been this year.
Yeah, like the last year, maybe two. Tom, everyone recognizes you as the greatest to ever play. Think about this. You're known as the greatest NFL player of all time. You have more Super Bowls than you and your head coach are both considered by pretty much anyone with half a brain the best to ever do it. And yet somehow you're like hated and you're the underdog.
So now, you know, Francesa, he's an old, he's kind of like you with the social media. He's scared of it.
Yeah. Right? He doesn't know what's happening.
You're never going to catch me tweeting. I promise you. If I do, you know, you got a scoop. It never happened. Never.
As I tweeted the other day.
You're never going to catch me tweeting. I promise you. If I do, you know, you got a scoop. It never happened. Never.
As I tweeted the other day.
You're never going to catch me tweeting. I promise you. If I do, you know, you got a scoop. It never happened. Never.
As I tweeted the other day.
So he is also a big baseball fan, or at least he claims to be.
Yeah, even though he doesn't watch the games.
And one of his hot takes is he totally disagrees with himself about whether or not to wear a blank hat into the Hall of Fame.
Okay.
Well, how about you let the fans decide? You put it up on MLB Network, let the fans decide. What's the difference? Let them decide. Who cares? It really doesn't matter what hat you're going. If you're in the Hall of Fame, who cares what hat you're wearing? You're in the Hall of Fame. You played for two teams, so be it. Nobody should go in with a blank cap. There's no blank cap, but, you know, you should be representing one team. It's not the Yankees, fine. Don't be a Yankee, be an Oriole.
So there you go. He disagrees with himself a little bit there.
I love Mike Francesa.
Yeah, he's one of those guys that just says whatever.
I'm excited for more Mike Francesa arguing with Mike Francesa. I love that.
Right. It's like a two-man show, only one.
What is that, the old Phil Henry show? That he used to do that. He played all the characters, but it was himself.
He's also, yes, that was Phil Hendry.
Yeah.
And he's genius.
Yeah.
He also contends that the Knicks should not want Anthony Davis because, well, big men.
What?
Yeah, you don't want big men now. The league's moved away from big men.
Oh. So
he doesn't think the Knicks should want him.
Okay.
Various recent brags of Mike Francesa include requesting, he said that as he was walking to his table on Radio Row at the Super Bowl, he was requested to be interviewed 12 times while just walking to his table.
He's kind of a big
deal. Because everybody loves him.
He's kind of a big deal.
He rode in a Cadillac from the airport to the hotel in Atlanta, and he said that he loved it, and he loved the technology of the new Cadillac, like the push button. Big on that.
Like the push button starter?
That's what he said.
Has he ridden in a Sonata anytime in the last, oh, I don't know, 7-8 years?
And the best part, and this is one of the better ones I've heard recently, he admits, he's a little bit of humility here.
Yeah.
From Mike Francesa, the greatness that is. He admits that after 40 years of being around the NFL, that he's never had a coach he's had no ties to, which is why Sean McVay has surprised him.
What?
He claims to have a tie to every NFL coach over the last 40 years.
Except for Sean McVay?
But McVay came out of nowhere. He has no ties to him. Therefore, he's stunned that McVay's a good coach.
Wow.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Mike Francesa.
Mike Francesa.
Yeah, well, there's a reason he's number one.
He's great.
I mean, I don't have ties to those NFL coaches. Do you?
No, you should follow Funhouse on Twitter. It's back after this, and it's great. And I'm addicted to it. And every day I keep waiting for. And more, he says
every day.
Every day there's something new. It's great.
You think that like maybe this has to be stockpiled, and he just keeps giving you new material every single day.
Maybe the joke's just on us.
It's possible.
But
the funny thing, a little background on that account is that actually got all of its content deleted by Twitter because either WFAN or whoever copyright. Striked it or struck it, whatever you would say for that. Because
let's go striked.
Because it was
that
all
swing spelled S-W-I-N-J.
How about he smote it from the record?
It was all copyright stuff, so they deleted his whole account and he has come back and is still doing it.
Yeah.
So whoever's doing it is a champion.
You should follow it. All right. Coming up next, what do we have?
We have one more segment before in the news. What would you like to get to?
Yeah, thanks, Tips.
All-Star reserves were just announced.
Oh, did Lillard make it?
Yes.
Whew. Well, that was not a...
No, but you never know. You know, Portland, man.
I watched the... They had the TNT guys, like the five of them, and all of them had the exact same... Well, that's not true. Like the bottom two, I think, were different on one or two guys, but they all had basically the exact same reserves. And Lillard, I think, was the third one on everyone's ballot.
Okay, so we'll get to those. I want to get to those. We'll put those out there for you guys. Also, the Patriots have had another guy fired.
Ooh, I haven't seen this.
Well, good thing you're here today.
Thank you.
Because I'm going to inform you.
Please.
Coming up next, it's 4:15 on The Fan.
Prime Time with Isaac and Suk on 1080 The Fan.
All right, in the news coming up next...
Someone asked a good question, though, here. Which is the bigger number, the amount of uninterviewed coaching jobs offered to Greg Williams or the number of NFL coaches Mike Francesa has direct ties to?
Which is larger?
Yeah, which is larger. Because everyone wants Greg Williams. They didn't have to interview
him. I can't imagine Francesa knows any of the coaches.
That's just the most...
Right?
It's just the... I was thinking about that during the break. That is the strangest claim I've ever heard.
I know.
Of all the coaches that are out there for 40 years, think about how many random head coaches there have been. And he has ties to every single one of them. Are you telling me that the Mike Francesa coaching tree is the greatest coaching tree in the history of mankind? I don't think that like Bill Walsh or Belichick or any of these guys could make that claim. And yet somehow Mike Francesa does. It blows my mind.
Sports radio is grand, ain't it?
Well, it's just like sometimes you make these claims.
I'm going to start making all kinds of claims.
It's the Greg Williams thing. Like, why do you make a claim that you know is so ridiculous that like, it's impossible? Make a smaller one. Make like a believable lie up.
You know what needs to stop happening? LeBron needs to stop texting me about getting Lillard to the Lakers.
It's a bit much, right?
I'm tired of it.
Just over, like, in the middle of the night.
All my years.
You're trying.
No athlete. Of all these NBA guys that I have ties to, no one has texted me more than LeBron.
Stephen A. does a little bit of this, you know? Like, Stephen A. claims that, like, everyone in the NBA is his best friend and that he's familiar with everyone.
Did those guys so exaggerate that?
Yes.
It's not even close. Okay, so here are your NBA All-Star reserves. In the vest, it'll be Anthony Davis, LaMarcus Aldridge, Nikola Jokic.
So Aldridge was the one on all the experts list that I saw. He was like either the last guy in, last guy out.
He's always last.
Yeah.
He was last in the on the...
When he's with the Blazers. Well, he's one
of those
guys...
No, he was last year in the selection process of the... He was like the... What do they call it? Mr. Irrelevant?
Mr. Irrelevant. But even when he was with the Blazers, it seemed like he was always the... You know, either the last guy, he's the borderline guy. He's been that way his whole career. He's a really good player. He's an all-star. It's just...
He's such a boring player, though.
And then I think there's an element, too.
I'll tell you what.
It's not an exciting game, but he doesn't get the credit he deserves. LaMarcus Aldridge is a hell of an NBA player.
Well, I don't think anybody says he isn't. It's just, he's just kind of boring. I will say, though, that the first two games of that Rockets series, series that was won by Damian Lillard.
He went for like 40 and 50,
dude,
whatever it was.
He was unbelievable.
Yeah.
Although Kevin McHale's a moron because it took him three games to figure out to double him or switch different guys onto him. I forget who was guarding him, but
that might have been
anyway.
Who was that?
It was
Terrence
Jones.
Scola, maybe Jones.
I don't remember. But anyway, Aldridge, Jokic, Dame Lillard. He plays for the Portland Trailblazers.
Now is it Dame time or is it Lillard time? Which one is it?
Lillard. Oh wait.
I don't
Lillard time.
Lillard time?
Yeah.
Can it be Dame time?
Klay Thompson. Carl Anthony Towns, Russell Westbrook. Now, if you're looking for snubs and controversy, Carl Anthony Towns being in over Doncic or Gobert may be troubling to some if you care. I don't care, but that's what some would say. Also, Donovan Mitchell didn't make it.
Yeah, I was looking through.
The West is loaded.
I'm going to pull them up because, like I said, all the TNT guys basically had the same group, and they did not have, like, Carl Anthony Towns didn't make any of their lists.
They probably had Gobert in there.
Gobert on there. And one of them had Doncic on there. Another one had Aldridge. But, like, the top five were universal. Like, Westbrook, Lillard, Anthony Davis, Westbrook, and I'm missing one, were the same across like everyone's platform.
I would just like to remind you that Luka Doncic is 19.
Yeah.
And they just got Kristaps Porzingis.
Who's 23.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Doncic should be an all-star as a rookie.
Yeah.
And then in the East, Bradley Beal, Blake Griffin, Kyle Lowry, Chris Middleton, Victor Oladipo, who's hurt, Ben Simmons, and then Nikola Vucevic. No. Vucevic.
So is there any...
Vucevic.
And it's Jokic, not Jokic.
What did I say?
Jokic.
He's yoked.
Again, you can...
He made it.
You sure it's the J, it's not a G? We.
It could be Jokic. Yeah.
Come on, man.
That's swing, spelled S-W-I-N-J.
So there are your NBA... All-star reserves. Lillard is going to his fourth all-star.
That's why you went high there. You gave yourself room to use a little pencil eraser.
So
at this point, though, Lillard is a perennial all-star. I mean, barring some kind of injury, he's there every year.
You know, one guy who didn't make it, who probably deserves a little bit of love, on the east side is D'Angelo Russell. Dude,
I haven't really paid
much
attention.
The Nets are actually all right, and he's pretty damn good.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. If you haven't been paying attention to Eastern Conference
basketball. And I have not really been paying attention to
what...
He had
a nice year.
D'Angelo Russell, because, you know, he was jettisoned out of L.A., and just, I don't know. When you go out to Brooklyn, aren't you just kind of like, whatever you're...
Well, I think...
It's like no man's land.
Most casual fans would say, if I just asked them... Hey, how are the Nets doing? They're like, oh, God, they're the worst team in the East.
They're terrible, right?
They're 28-24. They're sixth in the East.
Wow. Go Nets. I would not have guessed that. But in defense of me, I don't know how much Eastern Conference basketball I have watched.
The more you know. Okay. Now, before we get to in the news, quick story. Did you see that in Pittsburgh, there was a TV graphic they were showing Tom Brady?
This was great.
Brady at his... stupid Patriots send-off thing where it's we're still here.
Like 35,000 people showed up at that thing, by the way.
Well, yeah, they've got a big fan base, but you would never know that because Tom Brady thinks everybody hates them and they have no fans and everybody thinks they're going to lose. They have one of the best and biggest fan bases in the land.
Yeah.
In Boston.
Hey, don't deny them this chip on their shoulder. They're trying to win 3 Super Bowls in 4 years. No one believed they could do that. No one.
So they're showing him in on the Pittsburgh station.
Yeah.
And the graphic just said, it's Tom Brady.
Yeah.
And then under it, describing Tom Brady, it said, known cheater.
It was so freaking good. Whoever was in charge of that in Pittsburgh, tip of the cap, good sir.
Yeah, it's kind of funny, right?
That's great.
It's a rival.
Yes.
Just down the road. It's like, haha.
Known cheater.
Well, that guy got fired. The graphics guy he got turfed.
Really?
They fired his ass.
Did Kraft own part of the station?
No.
The Patriot tentacles go that far into Pittsburgh?
TV executives are morons, and they're all panicking. They don't know what to do. But one of them said, our journalistic integrity is of the utmost importance. We must present impartiality. And that's why they fired him, which is stupid.
It is dumb because let me ask you this question. Was there anything inaccurate about that? Is or is not Tom Brady a known cheater? If I was that guy, I would sue for wrongful termination and go in there and make, like in a deposition, be like, has Tom Brady been suspended for cheating? Because the answer to that question is yes. He has served the suspension. He can deny it that he actually did it, but he served the suspension. He's guilty.
It's a good point. Factually accurate, I guess. But they're in Pittsburgh. They can't just, they can't clown the rival up the road. It's just sports. God, get the cob out of your ass. Have we lost all of our sense of humor collectively?
I feel that we have.
Good grief.
It's a bit much.
So how long before the fired guy becomes famous? Right? I'm surprised we haven't heard from him yet. He'll probably be on the Today Show tomorrow.
Well, let me ask you the question. Is he a middle-aged white guy? Because if so, then he gets the apology tour.
Well, I don't know if it's a male or female. I don't know. All I know is from having worked a little bit in TV, you know, the graphics people. Like, there are people that's all they do is just put up the graphics like that.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's not a high-paying job,
No.
Like, I mean, the person who got turfed is probably like, yeah, whatever. flipping him the bird as I'll go.
He'll go work at another station somewhere, right?
But there is an art to being the graphics person, too. There is.
Sure.
I remember talking to the one at then CSN and W or whatever, you know, when we were there. I remember going in the back. I was always fascinated by the behind the scenes of the TV operation. There's like 8 million people back there. And you don't know what any of them do, but they sit in these big, like, spaceship-looking rooms with all these buttons and screens and stuff. And so I made it my – when I was there, I would always try to, like, go back there and, like, talk to the people. Like, what are you doing here? What does this chair do?
Yeah.
And I talked to the graphics gal, and it was quite intense, like, how much she did and, you know, having to make sure everything – obviously, you got to make sure everything's spelled right and everything's correct. And she was the only person that was in charge of doing that. She had her own table back there. And it was actually pretty –
interesting.
I thought it was interesting, and it's like you wouldn't think there's just one person that all they do is type that stuff, but that's it. It's all they do.
One of the more interesting things I've ever seen,
and it's kind of a skill.
Yeah, when I was in, it was my early on. It was like one of the second or third games that I was bumming around Denver, and it was a Monday night game, and I got to go in the back because it's not like I was playing or anything. I was standing around. It wasn't even on the sidelines. And I got the opportunity to go back and be in the truck when they're where they're doing the broadcast and all the different cameras. I don't know what you got, like the producer, I guess, the guy that's in charge of all the different cameras.
Well, there's a producer and there's an executive producer.
Yeah, that's why I didn't know. I'm not sure what the official title is, but the guy that was orchestrating.
I'm telling you, there's like 8 million of them.
It was unbelievable to sit in that truck and watch what goes into a Monday night broadcast.
It's very fast.
There's a gajillion cameras, and there's a guy on a headset that's telling everybody he's orchestrating the whole thing. He's like, go to two. No, cut to three. Replay here. And it was like, I mean, it was a high-pressure situation.
It makes the game go by really quickly because I've sat in one of those trucks during a game, too. It's kind of fun.
And then Michael Thomas's butt falls out.
Cut away!
That's what they're there for. They get paid big bucks to say that.
You imagine the Super Bowl when Janet Jackson's nipple came out?
Oh, dude.
Just to be in the truck? What was that? Was that nipple? No! No!
No!
Stop!
No!
All right. Well, that's enough for one segment. Anything else here? I don't think so.
I think we're good.
Let's move on to in the news. We have, an interesting story about them trying to disperse menacing drug using homeless in one part of Portland.
I'm intrigued by this.
And how they're doing this.
Seems a little cruel, but I'm open to it.
We'll also discuss the potential snow that's on the way. Hot weather talk.
My favorite headline that I've seen all day today. I don't remember if it was on KGW, if it was on Oregon Live. It said, snow in Portland next week? A definite possibility. I was just like, you know what? Bravo. Great, great headline.
You must have missed my joke from earlier.
Yeah, you had one of those.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I just thought I'd get a little credit.
I'm just saying. Well,
maybe
you,
not.
You probably stole it from where I saw it.
I don't steal my jokes.
Saying.
Except for some of them.
Like this one?
No, I didn't steal this. I didn't see that.
I just like that someone wrote that on. Like
Fire him.
That was a real headline.
Fired. Journalistic integrity.
Fake news.
Not true. Fired. You're fired.
Whenever I describe you now, I'm going to describe you as Isaac Rupp, known cheater. I'm a big fan of that.
You'll probably be fired. Watch out. Yeah. Then you get a spot on the Today Show.
Apology tour.
And you can cry. Maybe when the Patriots lose on Sunday, Tom Brady will be on the Today Show the next day crying because nobody believed in him.
Well, wait until see if he loses the Super Bowl. There will be some douche canoe, probably in New York somewhere, that claims because he's lost 4 Super Bowls that he's not that good.
Oh.
Like, he's only 5-4 in the
Super
Bowls.
Let me guess. Mike Francesa?
I'm guessing that will be a hot take. Like, he's lost almost as many Super Bowls as he's won, so how good can he really be?
All right, in the news, coming up next. But first, Mike has sports.
Prime time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
Hey, a fun guest coming up tomorrow. This is only pending our phones working, but we're going to give it a run. Dave Mason is going to join us at 4 o'clock tomorrow. He is the sportsbook brand manager at betonline.ag, and he can talk about all the crazy, wild, and wacky prop bets.
Yeah, it's like, I'm sure there'll be something about Trump's speech, you know, which color Gatorade is dumped, all those kinds of things.
Oh, dude, there are hundreds of them.
Yeah, just so many of these things. And by the way, someone asked this, and I just got done reading this, like, the other day. Someone, we were talking about the whole chip on the shoulder. Someone asked what that meant. One of the best presents I got is my sister last year got me a little book, and it's just a book that explains what old sayings mean. And I had never known the origin of a chip on a shoulder. It's an old naval term. I guess like back in the British Navy, when they would take the logs like up the river, if you were one of the shipmates, whatever was cut off, like the extra, they would call them chips, like the ends of logs, you could take them home. And then the British Navy decided that that was the people were getting too good of a deal. And so they determined that you couldn't carry it on your shoulder anymore. You had to carry it under your arm because you could carry less. And one guy on his way out gave everyone the middle finger and was like, no, he put the wood chip on his shoulder and refused to take it down and stormed his way out and said, I'm going to get what's mine. You can't basically tell me what to do. The rest of his shipmates put it on his shoulder too. And they like stormed through, and that became the chip on your shoulder where you get pissed about not being respected because he thought he had earned the right to carry the chip on. So it's a wood chip.
The more you know.
Yeah. All in a little bathroom book. So one of the best presents I've ever got.
January 31, 2019. Time for the news. I'm your noted newsman. It is backwards day. Did you ever have that in school?
Oh, yeah.
That's backwards day.
It's like when you were like four, like in the fourth grade or whatever. That was fantastic.
Backwards day was always great.
It was always
You'd
fun.
Kiss guys. Wait, what?
Who? Did you ever have the crisscross thing where you turn your clothes backwards?
No, we never did that.
You're a little too old for that?
Yeah, I'm old.
Well, you're only, because that's the thing, you're only like 3 years older than me. Like,
we never had the clothes thing, but
we did
have
like
backwards.
When I was like in junior high, remember crisscross, like that little rap group that came out and they would wear their clothes backwards? For like 6 months, that was a big deal at YH Junior High School. You had to wear your pants and like your baseball jersey backwards.
Crisscross, you want to jump.
Yeah.
Like that and make something like that.
Yeah, you had to turn your pants around.
It is also National Hot Chocolate Day. Don't you dare say anything bad about hot cocoa.
No, I will not. Although, I will make a controversial statement. White hot chocolate, so much better than regular hot chocolate.
White hot chocolate?
Yeah. Next time you're at a wherever, Starbucks, Black Rock, whatever, and if you feel in the mood for a hot chocolate, get a white hot chocolate, and by the way, you're welcome.
I've never been to Black Rock. I've seen them.
Yeah, that's the one.
I never pull into those.
Those are the ones closest to my house, so we always end up going there.
Okay, piercing sound used to clear homeless from downtown Portland street corner violates city code, and everybody's up in arms about it.
I was going to say, it seems a bit much that you're dog whistling human beings away.
Yeah, so I guess this is on the corner. This is at a 7-Eleven. They're on the corner of Southwest 4th and Taylor.
Have you ever walked by this corner?
No.
There are so many homeless people all right around the 7-Eleven.
Yeah, and that's what they're saying. They're saying that, look, these people, they're out there every morning and they're doing their drugs, you know.
Yeah.
And being all, you know.
Well, there's levels.
All bad.
We've talked about it. There's level of homeless, right? There's like the go-getter homeless that are out there like collecting cans. And then there's like, you know, the down and out homeless. And I think that's what you're talking about here.
So they mounted a box above the 7-Eleven sign and they just started piping this like piercing sound, like they tested it. Like I guess there's Paul Van Orden is the Portland noise control officer.
My brother had to do this like years ago in Clark County. He was in charge of like noise complaints.
Did you know we had a noise control officer?
Yeah, like, I'm telling you, like not in Portland, but my brother used to have to go stand outside of like venues with like a little meter. And he would measure sound depending on the time during the day. And then I knew that's the thing. There is a guy in every county that's in charge of this sort of thing.
A noise czar.
Yes.
That's fantastic. Well, he confirmed that he went out there and this is what he does. I guarantee you that dude, Paul, he's been sitting at his desk for 3 months going, God, give me something. And he sees this story and he like throws on his cape.
It's
he's
time
like,
to go.
Yes, this is my moment.
Noise emergency. We're on it.
And so he measured the sound, and it was 2 times louder than what is permitted by the city. So they have told them to stop, and they have stopped it. But it's a high-pitched sound, and it appeared to be coming from a box mounted above the 7-Eleven sign. It's unclear how long the sound had been playing, but the idea was to clear out the homeless that congregate at the store entrance.
I know that this isn't it, but all I can think about is Dumb and Dumber. You want to hear the most annoying?
It kind of makes...
Mock-een bird. Yeah!
So Brooke Barrett was passing by, and he says, it kind of makes my jaw hurt. It really sucks. And then the other guy says, yeah, it doesn't bother me one bit. So I don't know. I guess wouldn't this like actually be a problem for your customers and you too?
Well, I think the difference is like if you're just walking in and out, you're probably just getting like a snippet of it. But if you're hanging outside and it's like a constant, you know.
Yeah.
Well, they do this like in like hostage standoffs. Remember like out at Waco, although that didn't turn out so well. They like blare like AC/DC and like Metallica. They play music 24/7 or they play opera, something with very loud, like, you know, booming tones to it in order to try to break people down. And we're now doing that with the homeless, in one way I see it as humane. And then the other way I'm like, you're treating the homeless like dogs.
It's just one of those weird things to me because my wife works on Taylor just further up. So I've walked past every once in a while to go meet her for lunch or something. And it's a normal street, downtown Portland. And then just the 7-Eleven, it's surrounded by homeless people.
Yeah.
It's really strange.
Well, that's, you know, if
better
you
than,
own
like
that
turning
thing.
The hose on them, right?
I suppose if you want to power rank those,
I
yes,
would
the
assume.
Noise would be better.
Yeah.
But it does suck for the 7-Eleven.
I'm asking
owner.
Where the white power rankings go.
I mean, seriously, though, I mean, it is the city's. I don't know. This is a tough one because there are a lot of business owners down there that are just like, man, we can't win. Like, where's the city helping us get these people?
Well,
and it's not inhumane in a sense that it's like, look, they have a business there. And what are they supposed to do?
It can be tough.
This is a really, really tough debate.
Well, I was down here. I was eating lunch on the South Waterfront. You know, down to all those high rises right there along the Willamette. And it really sucks, but they have all those benches there, and it's a really nice view of the river. The problem is you really can't sit there anymore because it all just smells like pee. Like almost all those benches around there, because people use those as their beds. And I don't know if they're doing it on the bench or if it's under the bench, but I go and sit down there a bunch and they're not even there during the day. I think they shoo them away, but they go there at night. But that whole area, every one of those benches just smells like pee.
Yeah.
And it's tough. Yeah. If you're one of those residents and that's kind of part of your community.
I know, man.
You can't sit out there and eat lunch anymore because it's a pee party.
It's ruining our downtown, man. It's a real problem.
It's tough.
Nobody can figure it out. I don't know. Anyway, above my pay grade. I want to get Van Orden on, though. I want the noise czar on the air. How fun would that interview be?
Can we talk to him about what's the biggest noise emergency that he's had to deal with?
He says that it doesn't matter the reason for the noise. He doesn't care. He does not discriminate. If it's too loud, damn it, Paul is coming out to squash it.
When they opened the amphitheater there in Clark County, my brother had to go for every concert for the first year and stand outside of there with just like a gun. Like a noise reading gun and just hold it up and like take measurements, because then there's noise ordinances of how loud it can be depending on the time of night and all this sort of thing. And that's what he had to do for the entire year, is just stand out there and measure noise.
Will it or won't it?
No, it won't.
Snow. Coming up next, this is In the News on The Fan.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
All right, we are in the middle of In the News for this beautiful Thursday, January 31, 2019. I will tell you, though, the snow is a-coming. Or at least that's what they say.
Maybe.
Snow is forecast to reach sea level on Monday.
Or is it?
Anywhere from a trace to 3 inches of accumulation is possible, according to KGW meteorologist Rod Hill.
Anywhere from 0 to 3.
So what we're saying is we have no idea if it's going to snow or not.
Right.
All right. That feels good.
I've seen snow in the forecast over the last week for every day from Sunday through Tuesday, and every day it changes.
So. Yeah. Would you want to bet that it snows? Do you want to make a bet?
I'm going to go ahead and say no.
You say it won't snow?
Yeah, I'm going to say it won't snow.
Yeah. Yeah, you'd have to give me odds.
I'm
going to
go no. It's been such a nice, mild winter. I'm not going snow now.
Hey,
and
did
if
you...
it does, we're going to get...
Oh, yeah.
They told us it was going to be a nice, mild winter, too. Yeah, I'm glad it's delivered.
It'll be a dusting, if anything.
Yeah, it's supposed to get a little cold here over the next week or so, but, you know, we have had a pretty mild winter. Although, didn't that, the one year where it dumped snow, didn't that come out of nowhere? Wasn't that recently, the last couple of years, it dumped a bunch of snow? And
I do
they
know
were like, oh, crap.
February, we are not out of the woods, right? Like, I do remember that a lot of times if we're going to get one, we'll get hit in the face in February. It feels like that is still well within the Mother Nature's wheelhouse to screw us over. God forbid we use salt or anything. Not going to do that.
Oh yeah, Mike was in Denver. He was tweeting about the merits of salt.
Yeah,
it was 15 degrees the day after it snowed 5 inches, and the sidewalks were easy to walk on because they used salt.
Mike, won't you think about the rust in the cars?
Wait, what are you saying, Mike?
I think you can infer what I'm saying.
Look at Mike not wanting to make an inflammatory statement.
No, I said in my tweet, come on, Portland. Let's go.
Well, they're starting to get, I mean, it, you know, 10 years ago, they wouldn't. They wouldn't talk about salt. They wouldn't touch salt. Now they are using it.
I just love it. Was it like the ODOT guy last year when people were like, well, what do you say to those people stranded? I told you not to go out. I love that that was their solution.
That's right.
Just stay home.
I forgot about that.
What are you talking about? We told you not to go out.
That guy get fired yet?
Sorry, some of us had to work.
That was literally like 8 days of ice on the ground. Told you not to leave.
Told you not to leave. What? Stay home.
But you know what we're going to do? We're going to put rocks on the ground.
Yeah. By the way, thanks for the 9,000 rock chips that I had in the front of my truck and the cracked windshield. That was awesome.
Doodly squat diddly.
Also paid for a cracked windshield, yep.
Yeah. I remember when I took that in, I took it into the dealership to get fixed, and my buddy was like, what the hell did you do? Said I went to work. Should have listened to the ODOT guy and stayed home.
All right, that's your In the News, folks. We've got to run. Coming up next, the Hot 5 at 5. Now, if you're just turning on your radio... today, big NBA trade. We've got some college football news, and the Cowboys make it official on a couple of levels. We will get to that next, and then, I guess at 5:15, we'll talk about the big NBA trade. That stole the headline today.
Yeah, it did.
A lot more Super Bowl.
Swiped it from the NFL.
Yeah, Super Bowl talk tomorrow, but that's what's coming up. It's 4:56 on The Fan.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.